The next patient is Pauline Barber. The last name is B like in boy, A-R, B like in boy, E-R, like in Roger. Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E. This 80-year-old white female has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that has been treated symptomatically and with the administration of prednisone, period. Today, the patient comes with a significant amount of pain. The patient says that she has pain all over the body. We understand that the weather could play a role in this exacerbation of the arthritis. However, we have noticed that the uric acid went up and that the patient has been without the administration of uric for a long time due to the fact that the insurance didn't cover it, period. In the past, we know that as soon as we started the uric, the pain improved significantly. And for that reason, we are going to emphasize for her to start the uric 40 milligrams daily. According to the good RX, it's going to be $23 compared to the $1,100 that they were charging the patient. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy at Winn-Dixie. The card for the good RX was given in order to get the discount, period. This patient, in the long run, is going to get benefit from the administration of Krystexxa. K-R-Y, T like in tango, E like an echo, X like an X-ray, A like an alpha, Krystexxa, IV. Period, we are going to seek approval by the insurance. Number two, the patient has a history of CKD stage 3B. In the comprehensive metabolic profile that was done January the 20th of 2022, the serum creatinine is 1.8. The BUN is 13. The estimated GFR is 31. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio in the urine is normal. Period. Following number. The patient has a history of primary hyperparathyroidism, and today we notice that the latest determination of PTH was 243 on January the 20th, which is in the presence of a phosphorus of 2.8. This is consistent with the primary hyperparathyroidism. In order to treat this patient, we are going to add calcitriol .25 micrograms on daily basis. Period. The next step, if there is not an improvement of the PTH, it will be the administration of Sensipar rather than surgery. period, the general condition is not the best to contemplate surgery at this time. Following number, history of hyperlipidemia that remains out of control. The patient was sensitive to the administration of statins. Period. The lipid panel shows that the patient has a cholesterol of 222, HDL 44, LDL 152. We are going to observe the patient and continue with the administration of ezetimibe, E-Z-E-T-I-M-I-B-E, 10 milligrams once a day. Following number, history of rheumatoid arthritis that is treated by Dr. A. Period Torres, which is on low-dose prednisone. Following number, vitamin D3 deficiency on supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.